You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp.
Hi, this is Chip, and this is 2MTL 253, and you are most welcome. Copyright 2012, Marty Beerick and the Doctor Who Podcast. The Doctor's status quo since the wedding of River Song, which was also mostly realized in the last Christmas special, well, he's basically now Michael Knight from Knight Rider, or Dr. David Banner in the 70s Hulk TV series, or Racer X in Speed Racer, or a host of Shakespearean characters, actually. The world thinks he's dead, and thus he is allowed to move freely through it. Only, it's not that the world thinks he's dead. The universe thinks he's dead. And it's not just the universe that thinks he's dead, but the entire time-space continuum thinks he's dead. And this is the part where my suspension of disbelief starts breaking down. Because basically, this status quo is supposed to apply to everyone, everywhen. Apparently, until the status quo is reset in some future story, no matter at what point in the universe's lifespan, the Doctor is now thought of as dead. Even well before his supposed murderer was thrown into Stormcage. I mean, seriously, why didn't the Cyber Legion at the end of Series 5 tell Rory,
"Look, dude, we don't believe you're with the Doctor, 'cause he's dead."
Because it hadn't happened yet. Well, let me calm down for a moment. This is all about narrative time trumping so-called real time. For a change, in this respect anyway, Moffat's treating time travel in a much more simplistic way than is his habit. He's treating it as a change of scenery or geography rather than, well, time. And to be fair, we've been here before in the new series, thanks to the Time War itself. I refer you all the way back to my amateurish 8th through 10th episodes of 2MTL, where I basically talked about time being rewritten, and you could almost see it as two parallel universes. One with Gallifreyans and Daleks still mucking about, and another where they're erased from time, with some higher species and people touched by the Doctor aware of both. But a Time War is a universal reboot. People believing a single character, the Doctor, to be dead under such circumstances, that's harder for me to swallow. It's imposing episode order on the cause and effect of the Doctor Who universe's timeline. On the other hand, this is something that casual audiences, and more importantly children, can easily look past. It's just sad fans like me who get hung up on these details. I've no doubt that Moffat could easily apply advanced Bidmedian mathematics to explain in story how the universe could retroactively decide that the Doctor is supposed to be dead. I've also no doubt that Stephen Moffat recognizes that that kind of exposition is narrative poison, and he'd probably be right. If a sane, logical explanation gets in the way of an interesting story, skip the explanation, go for the story. And that's 2-Minute Time Lord 253 for the 26th of January. Galley's coming, I can't wait. If you're going to be in the Los Angeles area for the weekend of February 17th through 19th, you really owe it to yourself to go. Go to Gallifrey1.com for details, but hurry, area hotel space? Man, it's starting to vanish. And find more 2MTL episodes at twominutetimelord.com and follow me on Twitter at numeral2minutetimelord or on Facebook at facebook.com/numeral2minutetimelord. Catch you later.